Hi, my name is Brianna, and I also go by Brie. I am a therapist in the state of California, and I work primarily with children, teens, young adults, you know, anywhere in 20s to early 30s. I'll even work with older adults. I just don't have a lot of those on my caseload at the moment. I tend to work with those that are experiencing anxiety, depression, perfectionism, like high achievers that have very high expectations of themselves, and then also finding themselves in the cycle of burnout. I focus a lot on relationships with people, so dating, family dynamics. I also work with a lot of those that have left their house for the first time, their home, their family, they're away at college for the first time, and or they're returning back home after college, and there's just a lot of things that they are seeing in a different way or a new light, as we do in young adulthood. I'm very much a relational based therapist. I feel like therapeutic relationship is number one. It's something that I prioritize. I always tell clients that I not only need it to be a good fit for me, but I 100% want it to be a good fit for you. I spend a lot of time building rapport and trust. I also use a lot of acceptance and commitment therapy, especially with those that are experiencing anxiety, depression. They are wanting to learn more about who they are, who they want to become, what they value, and is that really what is leading their everyday choices? I also use acceptance and commitment therapy when I'm working with those that are grieving. I've had a lot of experience working in bereavement, so those that have had a loss in their life, whether it's a loved one, there's also other types of losses and ways of grieving, such as divorce, family dynamics, estrangement. I also definitely work with those that have been in therapy before and or this is their first time in therapy, but they're very self-reflective. They're in their mind a lot. They can tell you exactly why it is that they're behaving the way that they're behaving based on like their upbringing, and yet they're still having like these struggles and difficulties, and they're maybe wanting to feel more like they're processing the emotions in their body, more bottom-up approaches more so than top-down. I am accepting new clients in California, like I said, both virtual and in person. You just have to be in the state of California. And I wanted you to share a little bit about myself and how I work as a therapist and the type of people that I do work with.